Ray Bradbury is an icon of American literature, and the book is about a future in America where firemen's job is not to put fires out, but it is to start them by burning books. Books are outlawed.
It was a pleasure to burn. It was a special pleasure to see things eaten, to see things blackened and changed. With a brass nozzle in his fists, with this great python spitting its venomous kerosene upon the world.
If you have a book, it would be burned and you would be in a lot of trouble. Free thinking is not something that is encouraged. It's a world where people should be happy at all times, where they should just be distracted by giant screens and have things in their ears called seashells. We have things called earbuds now. And this was written in 1953.
That's director Ramin Barani on the eerie prescience of Fahrenheit 451, the timeless dystopian novel by Ray Bradbury about a world where firemen don't put out fires, they start them. You also heard actor Hector Elizondo read the book's opening lines, recorded for one of the very first NEA Big Read audio documentaries in 2006. In that program, Bradbury explains his reverence for books and the generous buildings that let you check them out. Public libraries. In fact, Bradbury used to joke that he graduated from the library at age 27, and it was at his local library in California that he rented a typewriter with a bag of dimes to type out the manuscript for Fahrenheit 451 in the early 1950s. Fast forward to today, book lover slash filmmaker Ramin Barani decided to revisit this classic he discovered in high school. Barani co-wrote, produced, and directed the Fahrenheit 451 reboot for HBO, which aired on May 19th. His fifth film and first adaptation for the screen stars Michael B. Jordan as the novel's conflicted fireman protagonist, Montag, and Michael Shannon as the troubled, imperious Captain Beatty. I spoke with Barani about the special challenge of adapting and updating such a beloved book for a very digital audience. Before we hear Barani in his own words, here's the late Ray Bradbury himself on what drove him to write this profound and prophetic love letter to words, books, and above all else, libraries.
Well, Hitler, of course, when I was 15, burnt the books in the streets of Berlin. And then along the way, I learned about the libraries of Alexandria burning 5,000 years ago. They burnt two or three times. Twice, I believe, by accident, and once on purpose. And that grieved my soul, because since I'm self-educated, that means my educators, the library, is in danger, and my heroes will be killed. So therefore, the burnings of the past were a danger to my future.
He was writing it in a time of McCarthyism, House on Un-American Activities Committee, and post-World War II, and the introduction of 7-inch black and white televisions into a handful of people's homes. These were the anxieties he had at that time. Now we have our own technological and political anxieties that seemed ripe for reinterpretation. And I thought technology had caught up to Bradbury, and in one critical way had passed him by, which was the internet. No one predicted the internet. So I might come to your office, burn all your books, and you would just laugh at me and download everything again from the cloud. So what would the firemen do then? And trying to figure that out was what made me excited to modernize it for a current audience. An audience that has a cell phone, a supercomputer in their pocket at all times that has information, books, data, facts. And what are these facts? Can we trust in them anymore? The firemen and the people who are part of the main city in Cleveland, have something called Yuxi. It's like Alexa or Siri, an advanced AI assistant. You can ask it things. It'll give you the answer if you want to know. Like Montag asks Yuxi, did Ben Franklin start the first fire department? And the internet shows you that yes, Ben Franklin did, and he did it to burn books. And the internet will prove it to you with drawings and facts. And Montag believes it because it's on the internet. Adapting a famous book that people love, including myself, is not easy because if you change things, people get upset. And I changed a lot of things. I wanted to stay true to the theme and the ideas that Bradbury had because they're so strong. And I've maintained a lot of what he had, but I changed things. And what gave me the courage to do it actually was Bradbury himself. He adapted Fahrenheit 451 into a musical and a stage play. He adapted Moby Dick into a screenplay for John Huston to direct and changed a lot of things. So that gave me the courage to be free.
For example, Barani imagined a group of dissidents known as eels. Working in the shadows, they gather and share digital files of literature and art on the internet, which is known in the movie as the Nine.
Well, I just wanted to expand the world a little bit, so people who are trying to protect either physical books or trying to protect information on the internet, let's say on the dark internet, the internet in the movie is called the Nine, so they're trying to store information, spread information, things that are not allowed. In the movie, they're called eels. If they're caught, they're banished to Tally City, which is on the outskirts of Cleveland, a place that is run down, poor. There's no technology there. They have a hard time living and surviving without a digital fingerprint that offers them everything, identity, money, travel permits. Again, things that I think should be very relatable to contemporary audience.
And the internet. Well, the Nine today.
In this clip, Captain Beatty, played by Michael Shannon, and Montag, played by Michael B. Jordan, confront an older eel and two others working to counter the totalitarian regime bent on burning books and erasing history.
Your pathetic time, were people happy? No. There were so many millions of opinions that our country slid into the Second Civil War. 8 million dead, including my father.
Your father must have been old enough to remember a time when firemen put fires out instead of starting them.
Relax, Jason. Just relax.
All right? Benjamin Franklin, the founder of our first fire department, gave us the right to burn.
Those are lies. Ben Franklin did not do that.
After the last of your generation dies, so will your words.
We're living in an age of post-truth and alternate facts, and that's through the internet. We've chosen to give up our rights. We've chosen to give up our privacy. We've elected to try to be happy at all times and not read anything but a headline or an emoji. And these are modern interpretations of Bradbury's themes. The concept of happiness was very important in Bradbury's novel, and I've tried to highlight it here in the film, and it seems very relevant to our society. We have the quote, pursuit of happiness, something I've never quite understood. Now we're so happy all the time because we're so distracted. We read only the headlines that we want to read. That keeps us happy. We can like things. That keeps us happy. We can play games on our phones and be distracted in order to stay happy. And Bradbury was really concerned about that. And we've tried to highlight that here in the film. And Shannon's character talks about people not being born equal, but made equal by the fire, that we could eliminate all contradictory ideas. We could eliminate different viewpoints. We could eliminate different kinds of people, cultures, races, in order for us to just be happy. And that seems frighteningly true today.
That was director Ramin Barani talking about his new film, an adaptation of one of the very first NEA Big Read novels, Fahrenheit 451. Special thanks to HBO, Ramin Barani, and of course, Ray Bradbury. For the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm Adam Campy. When I asked Ramin if he had any final thoughts, all he said were two words.
Read books.
This echoes the sentiments of a certain author we referenced at the top of the story. So here's Ray Bradbury with the last word.
If you can encourage people to fill themselves up with poetry, to fill themselves up with novels, to fill themselves up with films, to live in art galleries and discover the metaphors there, it's the most important thing you can do. But find your love. Go to the library. Maybe it's waiting for you there.